Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and today on Hercules and the Space Gods, I am proud to bring you ET Universal Zone with Mark and Phyllis Brinkerhoff. Greetings and welcome, Mark and Phyllis. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Hercules. How are you?
Greetings.
I'm doing great.
I've
been looking forward to speaking with you. It's been quite a while.
I know. Yes, Happy New Year. Happy 2023,
well,
everybody. And may all of your new year be filled with joy, love, laughter, peace, hope, faith, and health and healing and unlimited abundance in everything you do.
Wow. The
Amen.
Same to you and many more. So where in the universe are you taking us today, Mark?
I was trying to do something else. Last night or early this morning, really it's early this morning, and 1 a.m. or so, I was taking a dictation again from Sananda, from the higher realm up on the oversoul level. And again, it's hard for me because I get a telepathic visual and vision as well as thought words, as well as watching him try to speak to me with his mouth. So it's like a whole combination happening at once, and it takes hours. I think how many pages? I hand wrote 17 pages.
Wow.
And it looks like run-on sentences, and Phyllis and I, when we did it today, we have to look through it and find the punctuation spots, you know, like, because I just write, and I just keep, I'll put commas in, but sometimes commas are supposed to be periods. So we did that, and we got it down. So we have 17 pages down to 6. And this is a 2023-type message for the planet, for the humans, for the souls, all of our friends and family and animals, everybody there. So I'm going to read it, and I'm also going to be with Nick in his DNNY meeting this Sunday from 2:30 to 4. At his center downtown where he meets. And I will read this message there too, because Sananda asked me to put it out as fast as I could or let the people hear it fast, and we'll post it,
okay.
I guess, in ET Universal Zone in a few days.
Yeah, this is the first time. We just finished typing it today, but it's just the first draft.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll spend another day looking at it again, and when we look at it a second time to refine it, Sananda always comes in again and
he just refines it with me.
Looks over Mark's shoulder.
Basically, reading through my eyes, seeing what we're doing. He will give us other advice or say this is fine, or and say that's good, just that's good, fine, like that. So this is what we go through. We did this for the last couple of hours now.
I mean, literally a half an hour ago
hours.
I was printing it out. but again, first draft. But I have to just say that it was not what we expected.
No.
So, okay.
So buckle up, people.
I'm buckled up.
And everybody who knows me and knows
it,
my story.
But it wasn't what we expected.
Yeah, I was expecting a New Year's, you know, a happy, joy New Year's. It's okay. It's not evil or any of that. It's just a training lesson for the children, meaning the souls or the people listening or friends and family, et cetera, for what's going on planet Earth and on our solar system. So everyone who kind of knows some of my story or about my story, being a walk-in, I come in from the 12th planes, and that's where I know him, Sananda, and he was the same person, the same entity being or creator that came in as the person we know, Yehoshua, that came in 2,000 plus years ago and walked the planet, and he walked the Americas too. So, but that was his one time. He didn't keep reincarnating or any of that. He's creator. He comes in when he's supposed to help, when he wants to help the souls. So that's what this is kind of going to be about a little, and how to protect the children, meaning us, the souls, the children, how do we protect ourselves against the thwarts, the onslaughts of the negative beings, or the, as he called them, the distractors as well, and the influencers, he called them, negative influencers. So if everybody's ready, I'll start. January 5th, 2023 message, Sananda, probably a New Year message. I lucidly remote viewed this message from Sananda on Thursday, January 5th, 2023, the night before ETUniversalZone.com monthly podcast. Peace, love, and light, Mark, that's what I'd be put at the top. Greetings, my beloved children, when he says all souls, in parentheses for me, that he says he means all the souls, children. Many of you are sensing changes coming to your solar system and planet. The new year you are all celebrating on the Earth will be a year of good changes for many of you, with some challenges too. Do not be afraid or dismayed by what you may see or hear. Focus on the goodness in all my children's heart, the love they have for each other, and the love they have for their creator and me. Since, anyway, he is creator too. But he needs it in the threefold creator, Father, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit. We, and he speaks in this way with we when he speaks of the total creator as we see all that is happening in the omniverse. We know your hearts, my beloved children. We hear all your prayers and even your crying out for help and justice. We hear the groanings of your soul when doubt and confusion seems to be all you can see at times. We know how a soul gets targeted by fallen angels and other beings. Do not be afraid, for I am with you all, always. Start practicing now to quickly focus to Creator and me. When you feel discouraged, ask me to overshadow you. Imagine my love pouring over your whole body as blazing, brilliant white light, shining like diamonds, around and within your body, mind, soul, and spirit. He always adds spirit because he knows, he's told me that the soul is that which we come through to these dimensional planes and experiences, but the spirit is that which is of Creator. Within all of us, the spirit of Creator is with us in our growth and our aspect. It forms as we are part of the Creator as children. Although we're not Creator, we are children. And that's when Creator whispers to us or talks with us as Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God, as people have said in the ancient times. It's the Spirit that Creator's talking to within us. That's how we hear it, the voice of Creator in our subconscious mind as well, or audibly outside our body. As you, I'm sorry, I went off a little bit. He wants you to see the white light shining like diamonds around and within your body, mind, soul, and spirit. As you see and imagine my infinite light filling and surrounding you, trust that I am with you simultaneously. Be still. Listen within your heart and soul. I will speak to you with loving words, and you will know I am Creator, the Father, Mother, Son, and the Holy Spirit as one, coming to you and answering your call. Believe, trust, you know we hear you and see you. Do not doubt yourself. Many children, again, souls, come to help others on the planets, like the Earth. Souls take on many lessons, challenges, and missions they wish to fulfill in the lifetime they have chosen. All souls have gifts they have asked to come in with before their birth, and some souls come in with a few more gifts than others. It was their own choices they reviewed before the life they chose. On the lower heavy planes and levels of planets, sometimes my children feel sadness, jealousy, or have thoughts of why me, or why can't I do that? They think, why can't I sing, play a musical instrument, understand math or science with ease? Because it's like that on the higher planes, actually. It feels, to some souls, like it is a huge struggle most of the time, even to learn certain subjects. I'm sorry, guys, I'm ad-libbing a few things in there just so you all know that on higher planes, it's easier to learn things like guitars or other instruments and things. But on the heavier, lower level planes and levels of the planes, it's a struggle. It's like learning and struggling. Unless you brought with you past memories of something and you allowed that to come through, then that's where you get the gifted children who suddenly play pianos at 3 years old or sing opera at 12, you know, things like that. Yeah. Okay, so now I'm going to continue. Sorry, guys. some souls come in with a few more gifts than others. It was their own choices they reviewed before the life they chose. On the lower heavy planes and levels of planets, sometimes my children feel sadness, jealousy, or have thoughts of why me or why can't I do that? So that was where I left off. And they think, why can't I sing or play a musical instrument, understand math or science with ease? It feels to some souls like it is a huge struggle most of the time, even to learn certain subjects. My children, the struggles and temptations, as well as the good connections made with other souls, were chosen by the soul before the planned life to be born on the Earth or other planets. Some souls choose more challenges to experience than others. Why do souls choose to challenge themselves? You may be wondering. Simply put, it is their free will. When a soul chooses to come to a heavy reality, which is called the first plane, level one, like you feel right now on planet Earth, it's the densest of the planes in the omniverse. Level one on the first plane is in all universes as a plane of experience in heavy, dense body form, or the slowest of vibrations. When your focus is where your focus is, there also is your mind and soul. When a soul is living on a dense, lowest level on the first plane of a beautiful planet, like Earth or another planet, the soul will always have to set up challenges for learning. The challenges are to stimulate spiritual growth, which occurs when seeking answers to deep questions. A lot of souls have deep, deep, deep questions. Imagine Tesla's deep questions. Therefore, the directions you choose or paths you feel intuitively to follow are being guided by your higher self and oversoul. Many times when answers come easily, or a way is made for you almost effortlessly, or even miraculously, it is through you being positive and having no doubt in your mind. Often when a soul feels good, all just flows with no obstructions. That happens when the soul is moving on the path chosen before entering a life on a dense level. Where there seems to be more obstructions or doubts filling a soul's mind, it's when there seems to be more obstructions or doubts filling a soul's mind, that is when the distractors come around. Distractors are fallen angels and lower mischievous beings who enjoy trying to take a soul off course or turn their desires into selfish ego power-driven goals that many times hurt other souls along the way. Many of the fallen angels work to confuse souls and try to tempt the souls to do bad things, like steal, pursue addictions, cause arguments and physical fights, etc. The fallen angels were sent to the lower planes when they tried to rebel against Creator. They were cast into all of the first and second planes and have a bit of access to the lower levels of the third plane. That's all they can influence. Due to the fallen beings cast into lower planes and levels, they have tried to infiltrate their anger, jealousy, hateful actions, and push their need for power over the souls who innocently have come. I got to turn the page, everybody. Innocently have come to learn the densities of planes and levels within them, etc. Many souls come in to help and get temporarily stuck in cause and effect scenarios. The fallen angels and other negative beings have lost their love for Creator, and so they try to lure innocent souls to do bad things or hurt other souls and animals too. The fallen angels cannot leave the lower planes and levels they were cast into. Those densities were actually created to cast them into. However, the fallen cannot deeply influence or come very close to a soul that truly loves Creator with all their heart, mind, soul, and spirit. The fallen ones run away from a soul who knows and believes Creator is with them always, and they are a child of Creator, the Father, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Creator is the infinite, all-encompassing one. That's what I'm adding there. The fallen angels cannot leave the planes and levels they were cast into unless they ask for forgiveness and say they are truly sorry for all they have done to other angels and souls. Basically, it is repenting of their previous actions and asking for forgiveness from Creator. We try, the trifold Creator, he's saying this, we know the inner hearts and desires of all angels and souls, and Creator knows when anyone is truly asking for help and forgiveness. Even the fallen can be rescued. No soul or angel is ever forgotten. We love all life unceasingly and for eternity. I know this all goes against some of the teachings and ancient biblical teachings and all, but this is what he's been telling me for many years since I met him and know him on the high realms. But as a child, I would go out of body with him and he would tell me these things. The game the fallen ones like to play, he continues here, is to get a soul off course, to feel alone, forgotten, less than others, to hate themselves, feel resentful, feel anger towards others, cause fights, abuse alcohol, drugs, and encourage addictions of all kinds. The fallen do these things to distract souls and take them off the paths that they wanted to learn about or to try to help with new information, inventions, and more. Souls were given access to explore all the planes, levels, and dimensions of creation. The fallen angels know that too. It was one of the things they were jealous of when they rebelled. That's just one of the things. He's told me so many other things they were jealous of. The fallen angels knew that souls would come to the lower levels and planes they were cast into. They planned to try to manipulate the souls in any way they could. The fallen wanted the Creator to experience pain as they manipulated souls to do evil things to other souls and young children, etc. That is how the fallen decided to annoy and hurt Creator, by turning the souls negative in any way they could. Creator knew they would try this and created ways to combat the fallen angels who have negative and dark cloud energy surrounding them on the lower levels. And turning another page, guys. And planes and dimensions, the lower levels, planes and dimensions. The planes over the higher levels of the third plane are not influenced by the fallen ones. There are no evil beings residing in higher planes. This promise applies to all planes, levels, and dimensions throughout the universe and omniverse. I am letting you know this information at this pivotal time on Earth because there will be more challenges coming to souls. The negative beings and fallen angels are now revving up their ranks to focus on souls to go astray in their beliefs and love of Creator. Keep your mind, heart, and love for Creator foremost in your soul. Praise the Creator throughout the day, every day, and definitely before you go to sleep. The fallen angels cannot stand it when a soul speaks to Creator with an audible voice, a whisper, or sings praise to Creator. The fallen angels cannot read your minds. They can see what you like, hear your words, and see your thoughts reflected as thought form images in the auric energy surrounding your body. Your thoughts and desires appear as pictures, images in your aura. That is how the fallen know what a soul desires, dwells on, and hopes for. The fallen know how to direct other souls to a person because of what they can see in a soul's aura images. My children, be mindful of your thoughts and desires because you do not know who or what is invisibly around you at any time. Therefore, practice to keep your mind focused on love of Creator and higher intentions like selfless acts of kindness, etc. The time now on the Earth is speeding up due to planetary changes and influences from the Sun and other planets in the solar system. There are also galactic energies working through the solar system you are in and other planet systems in this galaxy. Other children have I that are not of your flock. They are in other galaxies. And in the galaxy you are in now, not all lower levels of planets are manipulated or controlled by fallen angels either. Many souls on other planets may have disagreements, but they will not hurt or kill another soul. They learn to work together for good, can become like those more evolved souls on distant planets too. It takes time and effort to make changes. All souls who come to planets, I'm turning another page, all souls who come to planets in the first and second planes have guardian angels who are assigned to the soul as helpers and protectors as the soul learns and grows spiritually. The guardian angels that choose to work with the souls are friends and have worked together on the heaven planes before the soul chose to come into the lowest level of the first plane. There is a lot more to say about how guardian angels work with souls, and that will have to be for another time. Many souls coming to a planet to experience physical bodies in a lower, dense level of the first plane usually do not remember their past lives or where they came from before they were born. There is a forgetting the past rule that was set up for souls coming into dense body forms on the lower first plane levels. The rule is mainly to help a soul feel the excitement of learning new ideas, but also to not have confusing memories from a different lifetime or place appear in their thoughts that make a soul wonder why they thought of something they never saw or knew of. Some souls have had lives on other planets which may have been very futuristic compared to the life timeline chosen on the Earth for their new incarnation. Souls can choose to have some memory recalls. Past life memories can be triggered when a soul sees art, hears music, or experiences information that would cause the person to have an instant recall of a place or town in another country never visited in their present life. past life memories or feelings. Or feelings of familiarity often occur when visiting a new area, town, state, country, etc. And that's for the first time. Yet the recall is accurate because they lived there before in another time. It was a little stuck there. They're clipped.
You okay now?
No, no. Yeah, it was just like I needed probably something hot to drink. Hold on, here we go.
Okay,
back to normal here, I think. That is whatever it's normal for
the
me.
Tea does help, okay.
Yeah, hot tea. Okay, so past life memories or feelings of familiarity often occur when visiting a new area like a town, state, or country, etc., for the first time. Yet the recall is accurate because they lived there before in another time. Having that memory surface at a certain time, the soul prepared before birth, now would make the soul wonder or question, how or why is it possible to know the memory that recall may inspire the soul to choose to study other subjects like reincarnation, metaphysics, spiritual or religious information. Some souls choose to set up deja vu experiences so they can delve deeper into studies about other times, dimensions, or question life on other planets. When I asked about deja vu, this is off the script here that he's given me. When I asked about deja vu many, 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 many years ago, I was told a deja vu experience is meaning a reflection of a memory, let's say, that you wanted on the other side to be a trigger here, that we would recall something, that we're on the right path that we were choosing to go on for our life that we chose to come into. So but there are bad paths and good paths. But they said when you have a deja vu experience, it's a reflecting, showing you, here, you're on the right path. It's your memory from your previous reading of what you're going to do in the life before you came to be born here. So that's the way they explained it to me back, 50 years ago or more. As mentioned earlier, guardian angels are a soul's friends and helpers when on first plane lower levels of planets. Many people have seen archangels, their own guardian angels, and have been rescued by them too. When a soul asks or prays to Creator to protect them during the day and night, I want to also add for souls to pray for protection for their guardian angels. I got to turn a page. Creator hears all prayers and will send loving, healing energy to the soul. Creator takes special notice of souls that pray for all life and for their guardian angels. When a soul does not believe in Creator or guardian angels, then the soul can be influenced by negative beings easier at times. It's like when they have no belief systems of any kind. The tricksters can start putting things in their energy field with their words and whispers that they do. If a soul has family praying for them, even though the soul does not believe in anything, the soul is still helped by the trusting prayers of mothers, fathers, grandparents, brothers, and sisters. Many times, miracles happen to an unbelieving soul because of their family and friends who are praying for the soul. Prayer energy builds up around the soul's auric energy field and can be seen by fallen beings. Sometimes a soul who does not believe in Creator is protected by prayers being said for them. That's why I pray for all the children everywhere and people. People can be guided to other people by angelic influences and what a soul programmed to experience before their birth. Now I want all of you to know that the Creator longs to have a personal relationship with each and every soul. Some people say that Creator is impersonal. The Creator is not an impersonal universal energy. The Creator will not interfere in a soul's choice of believing it is personal or not due to free will. Creator waits patiently for souls to call out or to recognize the Creator in signs or miracles and experiences that seem like coincidences. In truth, there are no coincidences. All has been set up before souls were born. A coincidence is really a setup so a soul stops to question, what just happened? Hopefully, they will go into further exploration or study into why some things occur as if only meant for the soul to experience. You, my dear children, can test for yourself and ask Creator to come towards you so you can recognize Creator hearing you. You can ask to have the Holy Presence visit you in an unexpected thought, inner voice, audible voice, lucid experience in a vision, dream, and through astral or out-of-body projection, where you will have a confirmation of Creator coming to give you a sign. Creator can come to you in any way you expect as well. In prayer and with a humble heart and loving reverence, ask Creator to come to you in the right time for you. You can say like this. Hold on. I'm going to turn a page, everybody. Say, may it be your will and not mine that I am asking for a personal connection with you, my infinite Creator. I love you. You may add, because it helps, always helps, I am asking this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, or Yehoshua Christ, or Yahshua Christ. You could say that. My children, and I've tested this, it really happens, and my friends have tested it. My children, I wish to remind you once more that I am always with you. By praising Infinite Creator daily, you will keep fallen angels and negative beings away from you and your home and car, etc. So we meant car, children, everything. House. Praise is easy. Sending your loving, grateful thoughts to Creator and me, white light surrounds your aura and body, causing negative influencers or fallen ones to flee from you. Negative influencers are tricksters and everything. Even souls who are stuck on the levels here walking the planet in a graveyard, let's say, they flee from you. When you love Creator with all your heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, the negative beings run. Praise is giving thanks for all you have had, have now, and will have in your life. Praise is thanking Creator for the beauty all around you and the loving people in your family, friends, and pets. Praising Creator for the day, the air you breathe, and there are many other ways you can praise, like the beautiful day you had today, etc. The fallen run when you say my name in any form. Yahoshua, Yahshua, Jesus, Yeshua, Sananda, and the Creator's name is Yahweh, and it is also my name. You can test the spirits too. There is a part in the ancient Bible area, everybody, I don't know the text, I just know the words, where he actually says, thank you for sending me with your name, my name, which is your name. Okay, call on me when you feel scared. Oh, he's saying, sorry, did I jump away here, guys? You can test the spirits too with what I have said now. Call on me when you feel scared, alone, or sense any negative beings or energy around you or your home, etc. When a soul doubts Creator, there is an energy that appears in the aura and the lower beings can see if a person is not sure or doubts. Therefore, my children, believe and ask the Creator and I to come to you for your belief to be stronger and doubt will disappear. Trust in me, have faith, and send love to Creator. Pray for your guardian angels because they also chase fallen beings away from your aura and they shout my name too. I poured my blood onto the planet 2,000 plus years ago to conquer the fallen angelic influences over my children who are all of you, the souls. It is free will, though, that a soul believes or not. My children, call out to me and ask me to pour over your body and soul my mystical holy blood from the crown of your head to the soles and toes of your feet and fill your body and aura with my holy presence and the Holy Spirit. When you ask me, I will. Believe and trust in me that I am with you always. When you do this with Creator and me in your mind, no harm comes to you. Do not doubt. Trust in Creator. We love you. I love you. And I'm turning the page. These are the ways to send negative beings away from you, your loved ones, and your home. Nothing is impossible with Creator. Believe in your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Do not doubt and trust in Creator and me always. Remember, you all are loved unceasingly forever. When asking for forgiveness from Creator, speak of your faults, bad ideas, hates, or how you thought of others. This is called repenting of the bad influences or anything you did to others. ask for forgiveness of anything you did or spoke of in regards to other souls or animals, and you will be forgiven by Creator. You must mean it too, in all your heart, mind, body, and spirit and soul. Remember, Creator knows your heart and inner thoughts. Repenting is also a way of releasing karma for people who know what that means. You are then asking for forgiveness of your past sins or deeds and words and actions that may have hurt another soul or that did hurt another soul. Also, animals have souls, so this includes things people may have done to people and animals. Now, this is a side note. This information has only to do with abuse of animals and nothing to do with food animals in that way or hunting for food. However, please do not forget to pray thanks over your food to Creator and bless the animals or fish. I am giving this information at this time to help all my children have success on this first level of planet Earth and have less or no influences by the fallen ones. We want this information to be read, heard, and practiced more to help the people on the planet during this momentous time in history on our beautiful planet Earth. We love you all unceasingly, Sananda. That was the end of the transmission of dictations as I had gone through. I hope everybody understands.
I unmuted. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I hear you.
The one thing I wanted you to say when you said he was pouring his blood, I think you need to, you don't want to scare people with that vision, because what you're really talking about is light.
Is light.
You're talking about light. So in case somebody was out there going, oh, my God, I don't want to.
Did I say that?
Well, it's written that way, but we didn't insert that it really means a mystical light.
Mystical white blazing light, or crimson color blazing light coming down over the head of a person into the crown, turning blazing white light diamonds, like glittering diamonds of white. And it even can have rainbow tones in it. And if anybody's imagining that, like Swartzy crystals or something, that's all part of the mystical, as they call it in space, the mystical blood of Christ, which is energy, and a form of that energy.
I don't think most people understand why it had to be done that way. We figured it out a long time ago. That
asking questions, yeah.
I ask a lot of questions. The reason he did it that way, well, you know, he could have stopped it at any second. He could have just blinked them all out of, you know, his way. But he had to operate by the rules that the fallen had instituted into this frequency that where they were given dominion.
These lower levels. Yeah, on these different planets,
so
too.
So it's not to overrule their free will.
Right.
He played by their mm-hmm. rules and allowed himself to be the perfect sacrifice.
Yeah, he always told me that, Pookie. He always told me, I came to play by their rules. I have to do their rules that they had set up.
But we've never heard that anybody else say this. This is not being taught in any churches or anything like that.
No.
So this is a completely unique piece of information that will be in our upcoming books when we can explain it better. But just understand that nothing is random. Everything was done with an intention. And so he, you know, did what he had to do. And also for people that don't think that he suffered pain, that would have been a counterfeit experience. So he had to suffer the human idea of pain.
Everything. He became a human in that body form.
Even
so, he's
though
creator walking
he
the
didn't
earth.
Have to do it.
I have lots of misconceptions that he's told me since I was a kid of things that happened, and I had no proof. And then I started reading the Bible around 1970 or so, and when I was like, whoa, he told me all these things. And then there were things that were taken out of the Bible that I saw in the high realms, the different readings of the forms of there that I've seen, and how information was taken away about when they created the lower levels here and planes, the low planes where they would be cast to, where the fallen would be cast to. And also says, never again will those who have rebelled come to the high planes and of levels where we reside, and we all as children and souls. That's when it reads just like that. We as oversouls, we are true selves, and also those aspects of us going through the dimensions and doing trainings and things that we like to do and exploring. Creator wanted us to explore, but the lower beings, when they rebelled, they were cast down to lower levels were created for them, so that our home, that's why my teachings as from what my crew wants, what they want me to talk about when I came in, I told my parents lots of things, is that this level we're on right here, first plane as we call it, first plane, first level densities of this whole slow, dense physical realities. Remember, all planes, all the levels, all these dimensions on the higher heaven realms are physical like we are here. People think they're ghosts walking around and walking through each other or spirits or something. No, you're in glorified body form as your soul, true self. And on each plane or level we're on, different planes and levels of 10th and 11th and 12th and 9th and 8th and like that, we are physical to the touch with each other. There is love, there's beauty, there's health, there's perfect, there's no health problems, that's what I'm saying. Your bodies are a little different in different ways because you don't need to really eat, but it's used as trainings for fun, or you have a little party and you can manifest a glass of earth wine, let's say, and because of your memory, because you were there, everybody, so you
thank
might have
God.
Wine or beer, whatever people like. Whatever they like, they might be at a party and they're saying, I'm going to have one of my Earth Mackeson beers or something, or what do they have down here? Beer, different beers.
Guinness
or something.
Michelob.
And it'll appear in your hand in a glass or whatever kind of glass you want it to be in, a mug, and it'll appear there, and you could sip it, taste the beer the way you remembered it on Earth, or wine or chocolate milk or orange juice. And, you again, I tell people, you swallow just like you would your drink, and it dissipates right where your neck and throat come together on top of your chest. It dissipates right there. You feel it swallow, and then it's gone. It becomes part of your energetic field and body on that frequency because it's all like a thought form creation of light anyway.
We're talking about food and drink right now.
Yeah.
But
so when they say we have a feast for you, when they talk about that in ancient times, they might say a feast of this and the ambrosia, Hercules, the ambrosia we love to talk about. The ambrosia that's there is the luxurious, oh my gosh, incredible tasting drink that is created as a celebration drink. And we all know we swallow it and it's dissipating right into us. But it's the loving energy, it's the love of the infinite creator's love coming through to us in those dimensional planes. When we think of that ambrosia, it's a flavor that's not like earth flavors you can imagine. There's simple tastes in it, like I remember apricots in the background. I remember an orangey taste. I remember something that tasted like pineapple with honey. And then there's another taste in there that is not of the planet Earth, but of the high frequencies of the heaven realms, which we will have to call a flavor of mana or something. It's like a spiritual type of food of high level. But I'm not going to go into that, guys. But
the thing I think that's really essential in the teaching for tonight from Sananda is basically that we're challenged by the level that we're living in at the moment, which again is the first level of the first plane. The only thing that's literally lower than that is the second plane, which is it sort of sounds like it's higher than the first plane, but it's
like a negative realm for sure.
It's a negative realm.
And there's lower density and lower frequencies on the first plane, first level, but that's what they infiltrate, all that. So that might be what people think of as a hell realm or something.
Well, I just wanted to finish the thought on the levels, though. With being on Earth on the first level, this is where there's a lot of confusion, and there are also different frequencies in the first level. So people that will resonate with each other of certain frequencies. So we may not resonate with people who are stuck in frequencies of addictions because those won't be our frequency because we don't think the way they do and we don't do the things they do. So you're literally separated by concepts of frequency within the first level of the first plane.
Mm-hmm.
But then on each plane, I've learned all this from Mark, there's 12 planes on each, 12 levels on each plane, and there are 7 planes around each planet. So basically, if you're still hanging around on a plane, a 7th plane, you haven't really been released yet from the pull, I guess, of a planet. And as we get off of those planes of consciousness, we're now in cosmic and universal planes.
Yeah, does that any make sense? I love it. I hope you guys can understand that. It's a little heavy to think about, but we're coming up with more of this information in a book we're finishing and writing right this minute today. And
but we do think there's a lot of bleed through from the second level.
Yes.
Which is where a lot of people are saying, oh, somebody's coming in, for an extraterrestrial is coming in, and they're, from a higher plane. But a higher level. But people may think it's, they'll say it's from a different dimension.
Yes.
But it may be very, very close to the one that we already exist in. So it's just, it'll be explained in depth in our first upcoming book that hopefully will get done sooner than later.
Now, some of the levels that we speak of are what also in space we call the etheric realms. These are just frequencies in the ethers of the energy frequency around us right now. The etheric zone is right here. If you put your hand in the air, there's this ether. So that was coined a long time ago, yet our space friends and those people working around these dimensions on planes here where we're in will use the same wording to speak with an Earth person, let's say. So when I speak of having a physical encounter with Balfon in Central Park back in 2015, I said to people that he was an Etherian because he took on a physical body form to create, to come in. He's really from a fifth plane and level of plane of those areas and that levels. But on the first level, we have 12 levels. And these levels are all Etherian level because on the first plane is the physical densities that are heaviest. So if you're an Etherian, let's say, on the first plane, third level, you are going to have a physical body. You're invisible to us sitting here right today, walking the plane of Earth here, but they're invisible to us. Yet they can slow down their body form frequency to come in and appear to us in their physical body form as an Etherian person. So they might materialize or walk through, sort of like what Valiant Thor was able to do all the time. And who I met back in the early 1961. And then they walk away, or they drive away, and the car, or walking away, they disappear and dissipate. Or the car that they're, like the Men in Black utilize too, these Men in Black people are Etherians, they come drive through and the car will just disappear with the lights fading away into the distance of nothing. And even when the angels come to visit or help us on highways, like when we had a flat tire, we had a flat tire one time and angels came and helped us. But what happens is the car, when they left, the car drove into the distance and just dissipated into light and disappeared right there, like flashed off. I'm reading something for a second that one of our friends sent that they thought our volumes got low, but nothing's happened with our phones. So I don't know what that means. I'm trying to talk louder then, but I don't know.
You so sound good on this end, and the sound is set that if you talk any louder, it would start echoing. So you're talking pretty loud.
Okay, I didn't want to talk too loud. So when I was talking about the Etherian people, are physicals like us on their dimensional levels of the first plane. This is where life comes from, other planet systems are coming in. If they're Etherian, they're just on a higher level in the first plane. And on the first plane is death, dying, eating, food, dying, something like that. So that's what we've been shown and what I've known on the other side. So when we came, when I came back in dinosaur times, actually, way back then, and we came in during Atlantean times, we were coming in Etherian, high Etherian body forms to come through to walk on the planet. And a high Etherian body form means I came from a 12th plane and had gone through the 12th planes, but we came from there, came into the high 12th level of the first plane, which looks like a you look like your same body form on the higher realm. You might be 8 feet tall or 7 or 9 feet tall, and you come through, then you lower the frequencies, and they train you how to do this. That's why you don't see a bunch of Ethereum people walking around here on Earth. But sometimes they'll come in and go because they have a mission or something they were trying to accomplish. It's kind of against the rules also for these people to come through and influence us in different ways like that. So when we're given permission, we're allowed to do certain things like rescue people on planet Earth when there's a cataclysm or speak to an elder, let's say Native American, 3,000 to 5,000 years ago, because I've done that 3,000 years ago, and we speak to them about health or healing or ways to farm or whatever we needed to show them because things that happened on the planet like floods, et cetera. And so that's when we're given permission. We come in with a ship and we come in as Aetherians, but we're not from this plane or this dimensional heaviness, but we come in to work a little bit, help them, and then we can go back in the ship just like Vianthor and his friends. We don't stay long. We come in for about maybe an hour, depending on what we're trying to do. We also had things in our spacesuits or things that we were wearing that would help us to stay a little longer with the frequency we're stabilizing in. If we're near our spaceship, the ships that were landed, let's say we're hovering, inside the ship would keep us fine. That's why you heard them. If anybody remembers, Vianthor would go back to Nevada to the lake bed where the ship was invisible to the humans, and he would go back on the ship and basically be himself on the ship in his body form that he's used to. So he's like recharging. Then when he came back to work with the Earth people, he had to wear certain things, and this I know because it's what we did. You have to wear certain things to stay stabilized here. So it's kind of interesting the way it was done in those times. So but if you're a fourth level, first plane, Aetherian person, right, of Earth, right here, means you're an Earth person, you're just in a different frequency or dimensional plane, as you want everyone likes to say, and you are an Earth person, and maybe a futuristic Earth could also look a little more advanced, have a little more advanced things going on. You will eat food depending on what level. Sometimes they absorb food essence from holding something, like an apple, let's say. They will eat certain things. Many times there's a lot of vegetarian going on, and live longer in different ways. They have better medicines too. They would live longer, but still they will die. And yet they might live longer, but still can be killed or die. As they get to the higher levels, life gets longer, and they have space travel. And that's why you might hear stories where a person has an encounter, or they meet people on a ship, let's say they have a physical encounter, and that person might say, I'm from the future, I'm from your future. They'll say things like that because they know we wouldn't understand it totally, so we think, oh, they're from my future. No, it means a future aspect of the plane of that, or of the same planet we're on. There are parts of this planet on a higher level that are very good and beautiful, and if we would love to be able to walk through this dimension, get off of this one, and go into their dimension and get healed, but that doesn't happen normally at all. But you have heard of stories where people walk through a doorway or a window, a frequency window that occurred somewhere on the planet, like Devil's Triangles and all that. There's portal aspects of that frequency of the planet, and it's because of the auric energy that's around this Earth, or the planets, because it happens on other planets, and it's a frequency that goes out too, so it causes a disruption depending on maybe the sun or the solar, things happening around our planet too at the same time, and it creates a frequency that speeds up. And so we're walking by, and let's say this has happened to people, and they're walking by on a path in the woods. Yellowstone is known for this, right? Some of these parks are known for people just disappearing and nobody being found. And you can walk through a portal window and not know it. And then if they don't turn around and come back on the same path, they might not come back. So people have found experiences like that with studies in cryptozoology as well, where they see footprints walking in the snow, person that was walking, and suddenly there's no more footprints. How'd they disappear? They teleported or jumped away? And And then that person might be found many, many, many miles away in another place coming. When they find them, they would have been like missing for a week, but they find the person someplace else, and that person said they were just walking, and suddenly they were in another place. They're like teleported. So this is what can happen on planets in these dense levels, but happening at these times with our solar activities and the frequencies going around in our atmosphere,
the
ionosphere, and the magnetosphere.
Excursion is going on right now.
It causes a lot of disruptions and energetic disturbances.
I mean, the people, you know, when all of the great books were written, including the Bible, you know, the Blue Kachina information, even Nostradamus, all of the great seers of the past knew that what was going to be happening in these times. And we really can't ignore it and say, oh, it's not going to happen to us, because it happens basically every 12,000 years, which is why history, you know, geological history is so confusing, and that's why they keep finding older and older civilizations beneath existing civilizations. It's one of the reasons I like Ancient Aliens, even though they get a lot of things wrong, they get a lot of things right.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And,
yeah, a lot of stuff in there.
So, you know, it's all been predicted. And so that's why you're going to be seeing more and more changes in weather.
Weather patterns are going to get crazier. Like we got right now, warm weather. We're 1960s. We had snow or blizzards or something.
Bigger hail.
There's been some upside down lightning. What do they call that? Ground lightning.
Oh, there's ground lightning. There's been some record-breaking hails that have hit there. Oh, my gosh.
7-inch diameter hails.
Well, that was in Argentina.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
I don't want to be a cow in that field. My gosh.
You don't want your car parked on the road if that happens. But, you know, so a lot of things are revving up. You know, Samantha wasn't trying to scare everybody, although we have sort of scared people in the past with that revelation, because I think a lot of people think that, oh, if we all just send light and pray, you know, we're going to stop the planet and the sun and the entire solar system and the entire galactic sheet from doing what it naturally does every 12,000 years. The best advice is to have planets, you know, evolve to the point where they know when something is going to happen of a galactic nature, you know, preserve their populations, which will happen to us too. We will be preserved, those that want to
be. We've done
it
before, back in the Atlantean times.
And, you know, and just realize, okay, we're going to kind of wipe the slate clean again. And this is where you get new races, extraterrestrial races coming in and starting up colonies like they've done every time. I mean, let's face it, people from China, I think, and Japan, you know that they're different races.
Yeah, Japan was missing their heat teachings.
They say, we're not from here.
And then there's the Dogon tribe, everybody in that. And a lot of information coming that the planet system, and not just our planet, but Jupiter or Saturn, the other planets in the solar system are going through their changes too, and magnetic changes, and their poles are fluctuating. And not to say that Earth doesn't know it, they do, but they can. I know some people have heard, and this can be done because we've done it. There are ships we have that are so huge, they're bigger than stars. We call them the Arkvanas, but there's other types of ships too. And yes, a big ship could come in an etheric state, materialize on it's on a frequency of ethereal where it might be invisible to the humans to see, but their cameras or their equipment or their spectrometers, whatever they have, and solar stuff can pick up the frequency and see some giant thing coming between the Earth and the Sun. They can do that if they're allowed, because sometimes planets have to go through certain things, and they will rescue people on it, but sometimes the planet itself has to be transformed, something has to happen with it. But they can do this. They can block some of the dangerous frequencies coming from the Sun or projections and make it like a giant spaceship shield, as a semi-blocking of some of the energy that's coming that could be harmful or dangerous to the planet or the people on it or animals. But also comes with these transitional changes of the sun for thousands of years now, that comes upgrades of genetic material. So you'll find new species appearing other species dying out or going extinct because it's too heavy for them on this planet. That's more like Pleistocene times and animals of the ancient times. But all animals are always somewhere. So there are no deceased Pleistocene creatures or any of these. They're not extinct. We have them in other places and other planets. And there are there to be seen, and you can go visit and see them on ships as well. So there, nothing is lost and nothing is taken away. Some things do die, and some leave a record of their death. And the Earth is not 6,000 years old. Millions and millions and millions of years old.
It's good. Before we're 5 minutes away or so from exiting here, I just wanted to say that I wanted to ask the question for you. On levels above the first level on the first plane, when there is a solar event, they're less likely to have to evacuate or anything like that. Isn't that on the second and third levels of the first plane? If you have an extinction event on the first level,
on the first heavy dense plane,
on
the first level,
they don't have to.
No,
they don't experience it the same way.
No, they don't experience it the same way. And in fact, they're the ones that try sometimes to help as well. And even during the times of ancient Atlantis, which was actually older than they think, but it's like 50,000 years plus back, 1 million years. But it was an ancient place. The colonies were mostly extraterrestrials, and they were set up. So the beings of the past, the ones who are the Titans and the people that are the, like Hercules, we all know, those beings who were the gods of the time were space people and well-known and also highly advanced beings that would come in as well. And so they had all these things that they could do, and to the regular human being that was there at the time progressing would look like miracles and magic to them. But it's amazing that this was their normal way, but they allowed the people to believe they were godlike beings because it was easy for them to understand that way, to follow the rules they were trying to help them with, to live, to survive,
to also behave better.
Cultures, to create things and behave, right?
I think we've got 2 minutes to departure here. So if anybody wants to get in contact with Mark, it's M-A-R-C Brinkerhoff, B-R-I-N-K-E-R-H-O-F-F @yahoo.com. You can follow him on Facebook. You can also go to intergalacticmission.com and see his UFO photography and
documented.
And the aliens or extraterrestrials that he illustrates.
And my encounters.
You can go to ET Universal Zone and see hear this podcast. Probably by tomorrow. I don't know when I'm going to get the written part up because I just want to refine it a lot more. It might not be till maybe Tuesday.
Also there for people, if you have questions, I give consultations on soul, out-of-body things and all that, as well as your oversoul names and your angels' names, the guardian angels working with you. That comes through for them and stories of their past, whatever they need.
Where they've been from in space recently, things of that nature, their missions, whether they're actualized.
We got about a minute left, guys.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it. I know we know it was a kind of an intense message, but we love it when Sananda gives us something to think about.
Pondering. Don't be afraid, anyone. Everyone listening, just, I know we all have different kinds of belief systems and different types of things happening on our planet, and that's good. And whatever feels right to you, go with it. That what feels right is what feels right for you, and go with it. My experiences on the high plane has been this, and I've been miraculously helped. I've had angel encounters, and my own doorman met my guardian angel. So, who disappeared when she walked out the door. So the thing is there's many realities on these levels, but I want to help steer away from fallen information that could be tricksters. So I'm trying to give people what Sananda had asked, to give them this information, practice it, try it, test it. It works for me, it works for Phyllis, it works for our friends, and he wants us to know He loves us. The Creator loves us all unceasingly for all eternity, and you're all forgiven. That's it.
And And on that note, we have to wrap up. Thank you very much, Mark and Phyllis, for sharing that. So thank you, Ananda, for sending it. And until next time, I wish everyone a happy and healthy New Year. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. God bless everyone. Adnivasu Baragas.
God bless you, Hercules.
Bless you, Hercules.